Palazzo di Igiene, Via della Consolata 10. Drawing inspiration from the proposals of Aldo Capitini for the promotion of consensuous objection in an open society, the League for the Recognition of Consensuous Objection was founded in 1969 by a senator of the Italian independent left, Luigi Anderlini. Members of parliament, senators, intellectuals, pacifists, and anti-militarist associations supported the League. Its goals were both political, alternative services for conscripts who declared themselves opposed to use of arms in all circumstances for fundamental reasons of conscience based on conventions of any kind, and social. To raise citizens' awareness, for instance, by simulating the trial of a consensus objector in Rome Central Theatre. Before the League was closed down in April 1971, it held its one and only regional conference in the Palazzo di Igiene, built in 1936 and destroyed by an air raid in December 1942. All the anti-militarist associations attended: MIR, Amnesty International, Manitese, Pax Christi, ACLI, trade unions and youth movements of all party. The right-wing Italian social movement, MSI, did not officially participate, but a group of its supporters sitting at the back began to throw eggs and to shout slogans such as Valerio Borghese, a figure behind an upturned military coup, military power. So Beppe Marasso invited them to explain the reasons for their views, but the police had to intervene and make them leave the hall. Among the speakers who took part in the conference was the lawyer Bruno Segre. He defended hundreds of objectors in court, becoming known for his expertise in the field of consensus objection. By the way, his office is right here in Via della Consolata 11.